Okay, hello.
Oh, is this the Spy Raging Pie podcast?
Already? What? Where's the music? Oh, here, let me do the music. Can I do the music? Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. I wish our theme song sounded as good as that.
It does. It does.
All right.
It does. It does.
Okay.
Echo, echo.
How's it going?
Fine.
Did you start echoing when I did that?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. How's it now?
Good.
Is it in you?
Uh-huh.
Is it?
You hear my clicks?
What? Your clicks?
Can you hear them? You hear my clicking in the background?
A little bit.
That's the sound of producing.
Oh. Let's do it. Let's hear some of it.
Okay.
What do you have so far?
Here, this is what I got.
I like what you've done so far.
Thank you.
Keep going in that direction.
Let's first order of business.
Okay. Are we going to follow the Robert's rule of... What is it called? Robert's rules of order?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it?
I bet
Tom McHenry knows all those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You want it?
Point of order.
Okay. Here it is. It's the pun down.
I object.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Right.
From Chicago, here's your podcast episode 219, Pun Down. Doorkeep. Mantender. Modern Miracle Miracles. Sebum Diet. Speaking of cooking, let's get Sweetie Petey. Capsicum America. Captain Amacticum. Capsa Serum. Captain Octopus. On the Whole. Bottomings. Wonder Umbridge. Underbacon. From Under Bacon. Pepto Bismole. Hodgepodge Lodge. Live's Australian News. Skeet Lipo. Angie Jolie. Jellernet. Garrily. Pitley. Joit. Small Press Expositionary Dialogue. Captain Coming or Going.
Huh?
That's the end of the show.
Yeah.
Man, that's distilled. You know what that's like?
What's that?
That's exactly like Doritos flavor shots.
Oh, yeah?
That's what that's like, which is something I was going to talk about.
Yeah,
never did.
Mm-mm.
Too bad.
Yeah, I think that should be our commercial. I think if anyone wants to know, like, hey, so you guys do a podcast, and what's it about?
Has anyone ever asked that, ever? But
yeah, me in the mirror. Okay. I wake up in the morning, and I look in the mirror, and I say that.
Interview yourself with a little fake microphone?
Yeah.
I don't know why I would use a fake microphone. You probably have, like, 10 real ones.
Hundreds all over the house.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so what do you think of that?
I like it.
I didn't get any of them. I didn't understand any of those jokes.
No, I don't know. As soon as we finish here,
uh-huh.
I forget fucking everything.
Oh, I know. Me too.
I do go back and listen to them because I love the sound of our own voice.
Right.
I never remember
what we say. I have no idea what we say at the end of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's why I like going back is like, A, Phil does, you know, he puts in music and I'm not giving away trade secrets
here.
Yeah.
No, I ruin it up a little bit.
Yeah, he puts sound effects in and shit, and I like listening to that.
It's all paranoia, though. It's all just like...
Hello?
I wonder what happened there, huh?
I don't know. Skype, what's up?
I don't know.
Come on, Skype, don't make us switch back to Google Chat.
Yeah, maybe it's the servers.
It's paranoia?
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah, when I add in all the stuff in the background, it's just like, man, no one's going to want to just hear us talk. I'm sure I could just
read
it as is.
Steve Wolford was asking me, he was like, hey, so, because after we did that, Steve did the thing. He goes, well, you guys edit out all the, like, the dead air, right? I'm like, nope.
No, we haven't had any dead air in a couple of years.
It gives you a little chance to pause and digest and listen to the sound of ducks.
Take an ear breath.
You want to put some ducks in right here?
I probably will. I don't know. You never know.
Okay. Yeah, but I like back and listening to it because, for starters, I always talk over Phil and miss all his funny jokes, so I like to hear those. I just barrel ahead. My style.
I don't listen to the show because I can hear you just fine.
There you go.
Like, you know, at the time.
Yeah. No, but no. Some it's you know we have we do this over telephony, internet.
Yeah,
and it's French, and so there's a bit of a delay. It's not exact perfect. It's not exactly like being on the phone. And there's
times
though. It's pretty good. It's really good. It cuts out sometimes and stuff. So sometimes it's kind of hard to hear. And that's how come I ignore you all the time.
It's as shitty as anything else. I mean, it's not you know it's not perfect, but it's you know.
Hey, you know what?
Is, you know,
not bad for the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was it was Sarah with audio comment.
Yeah,
that was great.
Sarah Chicago.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's a nice little recapulate.
If we any jokes this time, we should get that done to it.
Now I'm
it
all
should be a service you can do.
I'm going to be all conscious about making puns now.
I know she's completely ruined like the next four shows for sure.
We're just going to be straight.
Yeah. Well, this is actually, since we first heard that audio comment, this is our fifth attempt at doing a show. We've thrown away 40 hours.
They were just straight pun.
Yep. But it's just too much. Speaking of episode 223,
yes.
Did you ever listen to that one?
Not yet.
It was you and Tom Longstrong, Dong McHenry, and Steve Frisky Fixins with a Chance of Downstairs Passion and Flaxseed Oil Wolfhard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
No.
We did it for you. It was for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I don't
really listen to podcasts.
So. I know. I'm the same way with comics, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Like doing them, you know.
You
but,
like it?
People are like, oh, you made this comic? No, I don't really like comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're doing a comic thing.
I will hate it.
Yeah.
I think no, it's good. I'm totally not ready. How about you?
Oh, I'm far from not even ready.
You got all your stuff there?
Yeah, I've got all my nothing. It's completely 100% ready to go.
You're not even going to be packing a bag, are you?
I'm going to backpack just so I have something to carry my other outfit in.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to bring goodies home in.
No, I'm not going to buy anything.
Yeah, but you might get something free.
Yeah, I know. So then I don't have to worry about, you know, putting it anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it was free. I'll stuff it in my pants pockets.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna bring pajamas, right?
Yeah, totally.
They look exactly the same as what you normally wear.
Yeah, I'm just gonna body stocking.
It's a different pair of jeans and a different leather jacket.
Yeah, I wear two fishnet body stockings, but I wear the top layer backwards so the holes don't line up.
Oh, you get double double coverage that way.
Double umbrage.
It's
internet. Yeah. Of my cracklins. I don't know what would happen if I was fishnetified, man. There'd be all kinds of little pudgy pockets of.
You could, what if
I just look quilted.
This is what you do: is you do that, and you just shave them off.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that would hurt, but yeah.
Oh yeah, that would be too bad. You would have a redesign when you took it all off, you know.
Yeah. And then I'd get in that BME zine, finally. And I'd finally be famous on the internet.
Yeah. Mr.
Instead
Cool Ice.
Infamous like I am now.
You could be anything? Mr. Cool Ice, part two.
Yeah. Is famous more famous than infamous? I forget how that works.
I'm not really sure. Because it sounds
invaluable.
Like it's a negative, right?
Yeah.
What about valuable and invaluable?
And priceless.
What about genius and ingenious? Priceless. Oh, that's one. My sister and I always talk about this when we were kids. We used to think it just meant worthless, right? It doesn't have a price.
Right.
Because something that's good and is worth something has a price. Everyone has a price.
Right.
This is priceless, worth.
So, like, if you're the smartest guy in the world, are you smartless? I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know.
But I don't really know the difference between genius and ingenious. I think it's like genius is a guy, you know?
Yeah.
If that guy is a genius, but that idea or that thing is ingenious or something? Or do you know?
Oh, genial.
Genial?
Yeah.
I dream of genial.
Genius.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's a weird thing?
No.
I forgot.
Oh.
I
guess we'll never know what's a weird thing.
No. No, but the show was really good, though. It was nice.
Oh, okay.
I did listen to a lot of it when I was putting it together there. You guys went on and on.
You didn't listen to it all?
I did not listen to it straight through yet, no, because I wasn't done making it until a couple hours ago.
What? Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah. I didn't add any to it, though. I thought about it, but there's not a lot of room. You guys were... I mean, it was...
Well, it was Skype plus two phones, you know, so...
It's dense listening, man.
Hard to coordinate that.
Yeah.
We did it for you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate everything everyone does for me.
Everything I do.
Everyone's so nice to me all the time, except when they're not nice. Oh. And even when they're not nice, it's not like they're mean. They're just, I'm like, hey, where's the nice? People were being nice just a second ago, and now I get nothing.
Nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, totally.
Anymore.
Except it's cold, my God.
Yeah, what's with that?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's gotten all of it in my crevices now.
You sound worse than you did before.
Which means I'm getting better.
Is that true?
I think so.
Hmm.
Starve.
Red sky at night.
What does that mean again? Skyrockets at night? I don't know what that's saying at all.
Red sky at night.
Uh-huh.
Sailor's delight.
Okay.
Red sky in the morning. Sailors take warning.
Okay.
Because that means it's going to be bad weather. But if it's at nighttime, it's okay.
What does that mean? It's just the
sunset. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, maybe.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, so
Crimson
Doritos
Dawn
flavor
then,
shots, hey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to talk about.
Okay, go for it.
Go ahead, Brian.
For those of you who don't know, it's a little bag of Doritos. Doritos, I don't know if they're called extreme flavor shots or not. They probably should be, because they are extreme.
If not now, next time.
Yeah. So you can just imagine, like, even if it's not called that, you should call it that yourself. And when you talk to your local shopkeep asking for them by name, you use that name.
But he'll look under E.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, what if they alphabetize the grocery store?
They got a card catalog back there.
Yep.
They only come in the little single serving. Yeah, well, single serving is a matter of opinion, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so it's the small bags, and it comes with a little tiny sachet of extra flavor. So what it is it's the bag. I got two of them. There's only two different kinds to choose from, so I got them both. And the chips are just the regular nacho cheese, you know,
plain
Dorito there.
Is it just ramen powder?
Yeah. It's Oriental flavor.
Yeah.
Mushroom. What's your favorite? What's your favorite Mr. Noodle there?
Mr. Noodle?
Yeah.
No, I usually get just beef.
Beef? I mean, it's all the same. You know, like the pork?
Yeah. Pork. I get salt, usually is the one I get.
Yeah.
Salty browns.
Shrimp? You ever get shrimp?
No, I never do. I sometimes get spicy lime shrimp, though. And I get so mad when I think I got spicy lime shrimp. I just got lime shrimp.
There's two?
Yeah, there's spicy lime shrimp and there's lime shrimp. Spicy lime shrimp is fucking spicy. And
spicy lime disease?
Shrimp, yeah, it's not good. It just tastes like floor cleaner.
I'm
guessing because I've never cleaned a floor. I don't know what to do.
Well... Yeah.
Yeah.
So
flavor shots though.
Yeah, it's just like nacho cheese Doritos with a little sachet. You put extra shit on.
Are the chips ribbed to catch the powders?
No, they're regular. You'd think they should be, but they're not. And the two flavors I got, one of them was atomic chili lime.
Okay.
And the other one was some barbecue thing. I can't remember what the clever name I had was.
Ceramic Henry.
Oh, blaze barbecue.
Oh yeah.
Bald blazing barbecue. And
you know what would be a good flavor? Dirty grill.
Done dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Dirty grill's nice.
I like that. I like it when you get those dirty grill sears on burger. Just that. Isolate that stripe.
That's key, man.
Just sell a bag of them stripes.
You can paint that on, but it's just not the same.
Yeah. What do you think about that when they do that with the McRibs there?
You know what? I don't think I've eaten a McRib since I was a lad, since I was a small child.
Really?
I've never gone back to it. And I don't go to McDonald's ever, really, so...
It hasn't been back. It's been back a couple times, but it's, you know, it's elusive.
I want my Ben back.
Why can't they just make that a regular menu item? I don't understand.
Well, you know, you gotta have something to look forward to. Shamrock shake.
Like a great... Yeah.
So anyway, what you do is you... Well, there's two different schools of thought on the Dorito flavor shot. You can open a sachet... Dump it in the bag, shake it all around, evenly coat everything, you know, enjoy it that way. Yeah. Or you can just dump it on the chip individually, or I guess you could fun dip it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we came up with this idea 3 years ago.
I know. Is it plain chips?
Plain?
I know. That's like Popcast 001 right
there. Seriously.
Like,
you know what they're doing? They're mining our old archives.
Oh, man.
As if crazy shit's about to come out then.
They got bored. man. So I wish someone could go through and think of all the product ideas that we had and make a list of them.
I know, and put them on the Wikipedias.
Man. Wouldn't that
speaking
be so,
of which.
You know what I don't like?
The fucking Wikipedias.
I know. Yeah. Too bad. It was a nice.
I know. But then we let it lapse into WoW Gold hints.
You know,
the game's still going on?
I think we should just roll with it, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just coexist with it?
Just talk about WoW Gold from now on.
Oh, yeah. Because then it's self-fulfilling. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. We can do that.
First, I have to play that game? Out. No. No, never did.
It's a lot like...
Wait, you played it?
No. But I watched... There was a guy at work, a dispatcher, for a failed tow truck company. So it was basically a guy paid nothing to sit next to a phone that never rings for 12 to 14 hours. And then, so he would bring his laptop in and play Warcraft. And, you know, perfect job for that.
I believe you mean World of Warcraft. It's two different games.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that one.
Warcraft is the top-down real-time strategy there, you know.
Really?
Nah.
Top-down. I like that.
he was
playing the topless.
Ooh.
No strategy game. Dude, it's
You got the
it's
nude patch?
Creeper. It's click right here. Click right here and never stop clicking.
Yeah, well, what's any game?
Yeah, I guess.
You know? You had your theory about first-person shooter games.
Yeah, totally. It's just click on the thing. I mean, it's just, yeah.
It could be, you could, maybe even you could do this. Even you could do it. No, someone should make one where it's like, you take all the sort of standard actions that you would do in one and just like distill it down into like a really basic Flash game with just moving rectangles, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, click the rectangles. And then it's like, draw a line, you know, maybe if you have like a machine gun and you're trying to spray across the screen or something.
Yeah.
All that is, you're just drawing a line, a horizontal line, right? So
yep.
It's like, tap these boxes, draw a line here, and that's basically all it is.
There should be like just a WASD typing tutor. That'd be pretty fun.
Oh man, I hope one day they get the like walking controls to be like a little more realistic, and you have to like double tap on some ice and stuff. You never have.
Oh yeah, totally.
I don't know if there's ever been a first person shooter that has like. Oh, there must have been. But I was going to say, like, that kind of, like, ice, you know, ice mechanic and, like, stickiness and stuff.
Duke Nukem versus, what do you call it? Yeti Baseball. Penguin Golf. Remember when Flash games hit the thing?
Yes.
I like those. That's fun.
Poke the bunny.
That takes skill.
Yeah.
Will blend. No, sometimes I'm wondering myself if I'm, like... I'm all in the middle of something. It's like, man, I could really go for some zombie shoot. But if I'm going to do that, I got to close Reaper and all this stuff. And then am I going to save this? And freaking Illustrator's open and blah, blah, blah. And I got 100 tabs and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'd have to actually work to to the point where, like, I could play a game. I should really just have, like, maybe just a 2-minute AI of just, like, some zombie shoot. Just, like,
probably. Bang. I think that they have that on YouTube.
And I could just, like, hold a PlayStation controller. You know, like when you're a kid and you go to Godfather Pizza. And you're like, no, I'm just pretending. You just stand at the arcade forever and just hammer on the buttons all throughout the demo loop, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
if you're poor.
That's what my brother used to do. Well. Well, if the food hadn't come yet, you know, I knew there was no point in begging for tokens. What do you call them? Tokens that are money?
The ones that you can buy other stuff with?
Yeah. Hey, I just realized something.
Okay.
Exchange rate. Canada, America.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time there, it was different. When we were kids, it was... Right?
Sure. I mean, there was a time...
Was labeled more...
When the Canadian dollar was actually more. And then... That was like in the 70s or something.
Right.
And then, ever since then, we've been at 60 to 70 cents on your dollar.
Right. But wasn't there... what do you call it? Parody? Pirati? What was it again?
Like a Weird Al song?
Yeah. Was that last year or 2 years ago when it was equal for a little
bit? Yeah, it was for a little, like a week.
Oh, really? Did it drop back down?
Yeah.
Back to the old
ways? But it's been close. It's been close because you guys are in the shitter.
So when you guys, like, put a quarter into a video game, you get, like, two lives in Galaga?
2.1.
Yeah? That's what it works out to?
I don't know. No.
Two lives, and then you get to play just for a second, and it's like, all right.
Does anything even cost a quarter anymore?
Game-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. At Chuck E. Cheese,
New games, and then you go play a new game, it's like, insert a dollar. You're like, no.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
$1.75 to continue. Like, what?
I don't need to play this new game.
Exact change only, please.
Yeah, I will go and play Donkey Kong for 10 seconds rather than do that. It doesn't make sense.
Put a Donkey Kong.
Hmm?
Baseline. Put a Donkey Kong.
All right.
You still never heard that song, have you, Brian?
I don't know what you mean.
It's the song. Put a donk on it.
I don't want to.
It's by the Blackout Crew. It's the best.
I don't like those.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, Brian, you know what? We could do a whole series. We should do a whole week's worth of shows that you're not on, and I'll go on and on about Big Brother UK.
All right, if you want.
That shit consumed my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well now it's over.
For an hour at a time every night.
And it's
consumed that hour.
Now.
It's kind of over, but like, okay, like I really got into, you know.
There's
like,
still residual Big Brothers?
No shows are on, but a couple of the people that were on.
A whiff?
Have like Twitters and stuff, so like I get to like upload photos and stuff, and I can kind of like, you know, pick up the pieces of my fractured. You know what I'm saying? It's nice.
It sounds to me like you have a problem.
A little bit. Oh, a TV roundup. Should we do TV roundup?
Next show. Next time.
We don't have time.
We need to devote a lot of time to that.
Well, then why are we wasting all this time talking?
I haven't even finished my Doritos review.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Gaddy Kathy.
No, that's nice. It's a little different, isn't it? Shoes on the other foot now, isn't it?
It's my New Year's resolution to shut my damn yap for once.
My New Year's resolution is...
Would you like to hear me talk about scrotums?
Yeah, you got 4 minutes. Go!
How long was that?
It was exactly 4 minutes.
Nice.
Yep.
Do we both move on to the second round?
Yeah.
We got to fight on a log or something?
Yeah.
Fight
over a log.
The Doritos, though, not a good idea. Bad. Too much dust. You inhale that shit. Makes you cough. It's you get a gunge in your sinus.
Wasn't popcorn lung a thing somewhere?
Popcorn
workers lung? Wasn't that a thing? Remember?
No.
Imitation butter lung.
What?
For popcorn workers. It was a big lawsuit.
Is that true?
That is true.
True.
I know, it sounds bullshitty, but it really is true.
I'm not believing anything you say anymore.
Oh. Why? Did you research anything I've said recently?
No.
Like Elizabeth Berkeley's Entertainment Weekly?
True.
No, did you see the new Joe McHale show there?
Yes. We're not talking about this right now.
No?
Are we?
No, we don't have to.
Do we have time?
No. That's pretty good.
Okay, let's do it.
That's it.
Starting alphabetically, how did you like America's Next Top Model?
Did not watch.
No, me neither. I've given up on the American one, man.
What do you watch?
The British one.
Really?
Oh, fuck, so much better.
UK's next best top Canadian mile?
Yes, exactly. That's no, the UK one is like a lot better because they allow swearing.
Yes.
Titular nudity.
Okay, okay.
They all drink and scream at each other. You know,
here's the thing.
No, because like on the American one, like
Dirty Thunder. This is all verbatim what I'm gonna say about Big Brother. So don't.
Okay.
Don't fucking say it
right here. No, it's in general. British shows are just better because drinking age is lower, I guess.
Yeah.
Everywhere except for you guys got to get your shit together, man.
And we never will. We never. It's just gonna get worse and worse.
I say let kids drink when they're 16.
Yeah.
Don't let them drive till they're 21.
No, we're totally going to push it the other way.
I know.
Driver's license is a 14. You can't drink.
Hey, you want to sell more cars?
Yeah, exactly.
Drop that driving age.
That's right.
Everyone gets drunk on camera, and because on American shows, they're always so like hush hush about that. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't show anybody drinking. You know, those everyone's kids. Loaded on those like dating shows and everything, and they all have
kids
their red
find
cups.
Out.
Yeah.
Kids can't know about drinks.
No. Why are they acting like dumbasses?
What does Daddy drink?
Margarita.
Coffee.
Yeah, what else do I drink?
Tea.
What do I drink out of the freezer? You don't remember?
Milk.
Milk. Yeah, I drink milk out of the freezer. That's
nice.
Right.
Milk cubes?
No.
Put some milk cubes in your tea.
How about that life hack? I love that one. Water your plants with ice cubes.
Okay.
That's brilliant. Because then you can have plants all up over your sensitive tube equipment.
Well, that's a pretty good idea, but I don't have any plants, so it doesn't really help me, does it?
I'm going to plant my sensitive tube all up in your equipment.
Oh, my God.
No, it's whiskey, dear.
It's whiskey. Right?
It's bad whiskey, so I keep it in the freezer.
Mm.
It helps a little.
Mmm.
But I didn't buy any.
I was drinking some good whiskey last night.
Oh, yeah? What was it? Maker's Mark?
Crown Royal.
Whoa. Is that whiskey?
It's rye.
Oh, yeah.
Canadian rye blended.
What about that Grand Marnier?
I was drinking Kahlua and ginger ale.
Really? You ever had that?
No.
That was so good.
I don't. Kahlua and Sprite? Do you think that would be a thing? What would carbonated Kahlua be like?
Ah, I don't know. Ugh. But I don't like putting citrus in it.
No.
At all, no matter what.
Somebody gave me one time a giant bottle of Kahlua. Maybe it was my mom or somebody. Somebody, like, they went on a trip and went to duty free or some shit, or like Mexico. Was it from Mexico? I think it might be from Mexico. Perfect. Anyhow, I had like jumbo, party size bottle of Kahlua, and it lasted me 3-4 years.
Wow. That was before you started drinking heavily.
No, I don't. I don't know what to do with it. I use it in baking and stuff, but it's too sweet to put it in coffee.
Really?
I don't. There's no mixed drinks I like that use it. I don't know.
Milk.
Yeah, I'm not
that's
a big
it.
Milk.
It's just
I don't
want to
drink booze and milk.
That's good.
I will drink like one like bay leaves or something like. But,
a bay leaf.
Yeah.
Put a bay leaf in your coffee. In your coffee. I haven't had any coffee in days now.
Why not?
Because my fucking coffee pot's broken.
Oh, okay.
So I bought some tea.
Why don't you life hack up yourself a French press?
Yeah, maybe.
You can use your underwear?
I was at the store and I saw a French press and I was like, $10.50 for this French press. I can life hack that.
You probably could.
I thought,
buy the top and use your own jug. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. What's the point?
You can drink coffee out of it.
Shit, you're right. I'm drinking this tea. I've been drinking tea like nonstop,
and
I'm hoping that it's gonna like taste like coffee, and it never.
An Earl Grey.
No, well, I drank all that. I had some left or whatever, and I drank all that.
Orange peat pot.
Yeah. Well, what I did was, I went to the store. I went to the store, and I bought because I have this teapot. Thing, okay.
Yeah,
and it's just like a plug it in and it boils on up,
Electric kettle kind of thing.
Yeah, There's no like filter, snoot, or anything like that in there. It's just like electric hot water make.
Yep.
So
you don't make the tea right in it, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Does it gum it up?
No, there's no parts. You rinse it out when you're done, that's it.
All right.
It's fine.
It's going to stain it, though, right?
Oh, it's stained. Oh, yeah. Oh, brother, it is.
the staining.
Yeah. But, so I bought a box of tea. I bought the most cheapest tea they had. I bought a box of the cheapest tea they make. It's 100 bags of tea with 99 cents. So it's less than a penny per tea bag.
Chinese green tea?
No, it was a black and orange Pico.
Chinese grunt tea?
De Gallo. It's Pico de Gallo. And then I bought a box of like Good Earth, something something Wake and Bake, Dude Bro tea. Whatever.
Okay, all right.
Sweet. And that was like $3 for 18 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I cook them at a 2-to-1. I put two shitties and one good in there, and it makes a small pot of tea, and that lasts me half a day.
You know what you probably could do?
What's that?
Just buy some middle of the road tea.
Maybe. But then I'm just like every other sub buying middle of the road tea. It's got to be custom, man, or I just I don't know. I just can't be like all them other dicks. I'm drinking tea ironically.
All right.
Post ironically, even.
You I'm like drinking, doing even though you I like hate doing it. You like doing twice the work for half the result.
Yes.
God. You know, totally. sometimes you just need to, you know, trust the man.
No way.
Sometimes Never. You do. Sometimes you do.
No.
Uh-uh. You know what? When it comes to tea, I don't know why you would bug around.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not like you're. Oh man, I'm gonna show them. I'm gonna make my own tea. No one gives a shit. Make your own car. That's something.
That's not something. You'd scroll right by that shit.
What?
You'd be like, oh, this fucking jackass made his own car.
Yeah. Well, at least you'd be, you know, doing something impactful. You know.
And then if it showed up on two blogs at once, you'd hate that car.
Two blogs at
twice,
once?
Twice in one day. If you're in Google Reader and you're like, flip a flip a flip on that fucking car. Oh, fucking damn homemade car again.
Hey. Hey.
Wasting my time.
Hey, bloggers. Read other blogs first before posting something. What's your deal?
I must have thought that was real funny.
The internet is... good. You need to... Here we go. You gotta chase.
You know what, I don't lie.
You gotta like do a little bit of detective work, you know. And you gotta trace back shit to find out where the real source is, you know. Because there's a lot of guys who are just like, oh, I'm gonna repost all the stuff I find on this site.
Yeah.
You know, if you follow that second site, you're like, hey, this is a good site. And then you realize it's just all coming from one other place. So you just go to that other place. Just go try and go up the teepee there, you know, to the top.
Yes, trace back the shit to the teepee.
Yeah.
That's where he'll find it.
Yep. In the bunghole.
Yep. All right. No, there's one guitar blog that I read there about guitars.
Yeah.
You know, it's about guitars. And the guy says that he's complaining about people stealing his bandwidth because, like, his whole blog's been reposted.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, the whole thing, every entry, and nothing changed. Just his whole blog reappears other places.
And what about if he, like, what are his name and his...
And it's all there. It's all...
Well, who gives a shit, then?
I know, he's all bent out of shape about it, though.
If your name is still on it, and people like, hey, this is good, I like it, who do I write to find out, and who do I... Yeah. No. Some comments, dude. Oh, still this guy? You have twice the readership now.
He's furious.
I liked it better when nobody read it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's
kind of, This is the Spy Podcast. Crosspost as you see fit.
Yeah, totally. Put it on a torrent site, if that's a thing.
If somebody wants to put this shit on iTunes, they should go for it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I think we are on iTunes.
Are we? Okay.
I don't know.
Did somebody do that? I have no idea.
That was a long time ago. I don't know. It was back when iTunes was still in black and white. When the iPods were still in black and white. Remember that?
I used to have one.
They had the yellow screen and whatnot, and with all the, you know, like, it looks, the Tetris looks good. Of course, it's just squares.
Wouldn't that be great if they had the amber and black or the green and black?
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah, totally.
Do it.
Get on it. They will.
Cut it up.
Yeah. When new is old again, you know, when they do the retro, when retro comes back.
Yeah, I hope that happens soon.
Remember, Retro, it's back! yeah.
Hog form?
Yeah. Fuck. I'm gonna go put my head in the oven.
Yeah.
To see if my pizza's done.
To dry it out? Dry out
yeah.
Mucus? Yep. I almost called it pus. It's gross.
That would be good. Oh, yuck.
Oh. No. Nose pus.
Yeah. No, seriously, it feels like I could just press on my cheekbone and, like, mayo would squirt up out of my eyelids. You know? Like, not even mayo, like, tartar sauce.
Hollandaise.
The little pickles would, like,
Yeah.
Thousand eyelid.
All right.
I think that's what Lost really is. I think they've discovered Thousand Island.
Oh, you know what that is, right? You know where they really are, right? They're just a ketchup. They're just in ketchup, mayo, and relish. That's all it really is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, take it back. There's no tomatoes on a Big Mac. Are you sure?
What?
There's no tomatoes on a Big Mac.
Tomatoes on a Big Mac? No. No. I wish. Man. I wish they would get rid of one of the buns and one of the patties and just put some tomato on it.
Oh, they should make that middle bun like a focaccia sun-dried tomato kind of a zesty bun kind of middle.
A wedge of bagel. A Dutch rusk.
Yeah.
You know,
like a real rucksack.
Yeah, like a real crunchy wafery biscuit kind of like an English muffin kind of, but crisp. You know.
Yeah.
Put some. I'm
thinking.
Put some crunch in it, fuckers.
That would be good.
Come on.
I've been having Doritos and bologna sandwiches.
Bloody?
Bologna.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It is pretty good. Doritos, bologna, mustard, bread, squish. Good time.
Just a mustard delivery mechanism, though, isn't it?
Because I'm trying to... Well, yeah. Mustard handle.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. All right.
All right.
Because I'm slimming down for SPX, that's why. That's why I'm just eating everything at once.
Water, cayenne, and honey.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, gives you the best diarrhea.
On my what? Oh, good.
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't know. You ever done a cleanse?
No. I don't know.
I don't know why I laughed when I asked you that.
Should we have a cleanse at SPX? Should we have cleansing?
How about we go on a special? How about we go on a special ribs and whiskey diet?
That sounds good. Yeah. I'll Mobisode that shit.
Oh, yeah. Be drunk the whole weekend.
Mobishade. Is that anything?
That's pronounced Sade.
Do you guys say Sade up there?
It's insane.
We had to say Sade down here because there was already a Sade
that braid.
Yeah. Yep. You guys didn't get slayed there.
Slade.
Yeah.
Slutty.
All right. Well, we're going to be out of jokes by the weekend if we don't shut up now, so.
Yeah, we got TV update coming soon.
Yeah.
What, we got to devote a whole show to that shit.
Yeah, totally.
So much to talk about. Happened. So much going on in the world of television and entertainment.
Whoa.
We got it.
Parkour.
Parkour Lewis can't lose.
Send.
Right?
Your audio. Right? Oh, I'm going to do this right.
Right?
Yes,
right.
Parkour right? Lewis can lose. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
I'm going to do this right, though.
Peter Parkour.
Lennox Lewis. Lennox. Lennox Lewis can't lose.
Better looking Lennox Lewis. Yeah, oh, totally. These are teases.
That was some good stuff. Why didn't they just say sweater vest? Why was she like, the guy
seriously,
looks like, I mean, I'm getting this impression from him, and he's an African gentleman, and I'm like, no one else is wearing a sweater vest, lady.
No. And then also, like, everyone's skirting around that, and then the black guy's like, my African queen. I'm like, wait a second, is that?
Yeah.
Is that loud? Is it? Okay, hold on. No, that's too much.
Oh, yeah, too much. No, but send your audio criticisms to spiruspie@gmail.com. And if you have any show tips or rip
Pro
tips,
Tools.
Pro Tools.
PC Tools. Yeah.
Casey Greens.
PC's Quest for Tires.
Fester's Quest for Tires. That was a good game. Fester's Quest. No, it was good. It was good.
Keith Gurgin Alpha Zones.
Yeah. Was it? Was it a ripoff?
Oh. I never played that, but I remember reading it in Nintendo Power thinking, that's kind of cool, except I don't give a shit about Adam Sandler. I almost said Munsters.
Adam Sandler's?
Adam Sandler's?
Yeah.
Adam Sandwich?
I didn't. It doesn't matter that Adam's Family. It's a good game. It could have been me. Let's change out the sprites.
Maybe it should have been anything, you know?
Can't we do that?
Oh,
why don't we do that? Let's hack all these NES ROMs to be Spy vs. Spy games.
Oh, my God.
If maybe only we had faces. I mean recognizable faces to put in the games.
Recognizable faces, more
if
like.
If only if we had characteristics.
Hmm. Yep. Well, if that's too difficult, just make Phil an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And me into a chicken. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. All right, well, let's go.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Cut the silence.
Yo, ice.
Do you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Peanut butter and Sandberg?
Yeah. Andy Sandberg was in that Clyde with the Chance Balls, and he was really good in it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. It was perfect guy to have be that. The voice talent was impeccable in that movie.
You know who else has good voice talent?
So funny. What?
Superhero Squad.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Do you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, Dennis?
I think I do.
What kind of peanut butter?
Jeff.
Yeah. What if there's a brand of peanut butter called Jeff?
Jeff Manley. And peanut is in quotes.
Oh, I just like to stick my dick to the bottom of that thing.
Oh, man.
What kind of jam? Jan Dorberg.
Have you seen Andrew Foster's last couple of comics?
No.
Oh, it's so great.
What are they?
He shit his pants. And then the next day, he flicked piss in his face.
Really?
Yes.
Let me link that shit. Let's read a line. Let's read it for the show.
Is that what?
Pre-show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where is it?
Oh, you don't know? Flaming Wind?
I don't know. Why would I know that?
You love him. Is his wife cold? No, I never use that tea. That tea, I had it on my desk to be on the show.
Oh no, what? 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 Oh no, oh no, what? 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 Oh no, what?
And they came, so we're eating them and like squeezing the babies out of their pods. And I wasn't even squeezing the pod, because normally I just sort of, like, put it in my mouth, chew it, and get, like, the nice fleshy, juicy stuff from the outside of them, which you don't have any idea what I'm talking about.